Early this morning, the Cassini spacecraft sent back the first close-up images of Titan, one of Saturn's moons. Until now, Titan's perpetual smog layer had kept scientists from seeing the surface in detail. The new images show the outlines of what could be continents, lakes, or something else entirely. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The quest to see Titan's surface has been a long one. In the 1980s, the two Voyager spacecraft paid a visit, but the cameras on board were ill-suited to pierce the dense haze around Titan. Since then, scientists have found that by looking at certain wavelengths, certain colors in the infrared part of the spectrum, they can see down to the surface. Carolyn Porco leads the Cassini imaging team.
Those of us who were on Voyager and knew the disappointment of looking at all those blurry images of Titan and never having seen the surface, well, 24, 25 years later, here we are, back at Titan, and we learned our lesson, and we have learned the tricks of the trade.
Cassini passed just 745 miles above the surface. It transmitted the data back over millions of miles of space, and the images appeared on a screen at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. What had been blurs from afar became sharper outlines. Scientists gathered to puzzle over them. Porco said her colleagues had dubbed one shape on the surface Great Britain because it looked like it.
This is our first detailed exploration of the surface of Titan in human history. Titan is the last greatest expanse of unexplored terrain in the solar system, so once we've got it figured out, the solar system is going to become a very much smaller place.
Scientists often describe Titan as a frozen twin of early Earth. It has a nitrogen atmosphere with organic compounds. Those are the carbon-based molecules that eventually gave rise to life on Earth. It's about 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit on Titan's surface, so all that is in a deep freeze. Jonathan Lenine, a planetary scientist at the University of Arizona who works on the mission, says it's too early to know what the shapes in the images are. He said he couldn't rule out the possibility that some of the shapes were clouds.
The thing that strikes me about this place is that it's very complicated, has an atmosphere, a surface, winds, maybe liquid, but it's also very alien compared to the Earth. All the materials that we're talking about are different from the Earth. We're not talking about liquid water. We might be talking about liquid hydrocarbons. We're not talking about water clouds. We're talking about methane clouds. And everything, all of the working materials are just different, so we have to be prepared for surprises.
Scientists hope to sort some things out in the coming days. They're eager to see radar data, which will highlight reflective surfaces, such as lakes or oceans. They also want to study the images and color spectra in detail and learn about the atmosphere. One puzzle is why Titan has such a thick atmosphere. It appears to be the only moon in the solar system that does. Lenine says the flyby was also intended to scout out a landing site. In December, Cassini will send a probe down through the atmosphere. It will collect data as it goes.
The landing site has lots of dark areas in it, and so if those are liquids, then there's a fair chance that maybe the probe will actually land in liquid, which would be very nice, yes. Splash, and then it'll come back up and float.
Under the best of circumstances, the probe's battery will last about 30 minutes on the surface. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.